Bradley Woods is the CEO of the Hotels Association here in Western Australia. Bradley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Does the alcohol industry, does the hotel business seek to draw more and more super consumers?
Look, this is a terminology that's used by FAIR, not by us. They've cottoned onto some research that was presented at a conference in New Zealand in 2014 by Nielsen Research, which was US data, talking about consumer behaviour about all sorts of products that were definitely not alcohol. Jeff, I spoke to the researcher who presented that data at that conference, who spoke at that conference yesterday afternoon, and he assured me that that presentation had nothing to do with data that was about alcohol. And the term super consumers was in relation to commodities and other consumer-related products.
Okay. So let me also be clear too. Firstly, I'm battling for points of agreement on the program today, so if you can provide me with one, I'll be delighted.
What we agree with is that people shouldn't be consuming irresponsibly.
And that there are 3.8 million Australians who do consume.
Absolutely not. No, that is a figure that's been made up by FAIR based upon their extrapolation of ratios and research. There was the National Householder Survey of Health, which looked at the ratio of persons that were consuming more than four drinks a day. Whether that was of 1,000 people or 2,000 people, I don't recall. But what they then did was extrapolate that as a ratio and a percentage across the Australian population and then came up with that figure in the 3 millions. So there's no way anyone can justifiably say that there's 3.7 million people that are consuming irresponsibly. That's just a hypothetical economic rationale.
Okay, and you also say that the industry is not relying on these heavy drinkers. How about this from Marjorie? Marjorie has had a history of alcohol problems, and she says that $3 wine casks do absolutely nothing to help people like herself.
I agree entirely with her, and I think that there are issues there around particularly some of the products that are sold and consumed into the market, and we've been raising those issues for years now, Jeff, and you know that we've talked about particularly takeaway alcohol sales and excessive discounting and promotion by some of the nation's largest supermarket-based liquor stores and the way in which alcohol has been pushed down people's throats through that cheap commoditisation. That is a concern. But for FAIR to say that the industry is totally dependent on risky drinking, and that it's a dirty little secret, is the language they've used in their press release, is nothing but false and also offensive. And obviously, as you are well aware, it's not in our industry's interest, it's not in the Australian consumer's interest to be encouraging people to become alcoholics. That's the last thing we want to do, Jeff.
I appreciate you talking to me today. Bradley Woods from the Australian Hotels Association, this new research and indeed a campaign that has begun today, and a claim that the alcohol industry is dependent on risky drinkers. And the Australian Hotels Association saying this is based on a non-scientific magazine article in a trade publication of a couple of years ago, which linked that alcohol industry to the phrase super consumers, something Bradley Wood says is simply not true.